Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chuf Zayin in the Art School Ois V'Hadar edition, Perek Sheni in the Mula V'Halacha Zayin, starting in Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top. So we continue now the sugya of Ktzira Sohimer. As we learned, according to Rabbanon, you could do Ktzira Sohimer in the day as well. So it says the Gemara of Shim Lokish Boy. Shlokish asks, Ktzira Sohimer Mao Shiitres Shabbos Bayoim. If you could do Ktziras HaOmer in the day, could this be done on Shabbos as well? The way Reb Chaim concludes, this Gemara, Reish Lakish, holds that although the Ktzira could be done before Ktziras HaOmer, you could take something which is in the storage, but it's Chaviva Mitzvah Shaito, you want to do it in the right time, you want to do it on that day. That's the reason in the night of Ktziras HaOmer, you could do the Ktzira, even though it's Shabbos. But the day, the shaila is, how do you treat the day? And this goes back to the end of the previous daf. The shaila was, is the Ktzira Sayurim have the same din like Ktzira Salayla? Or Ktzira Sayurim is considered to be as if bringing from the storage? If it's the Ktzira Salayla, the same way you could do Ktzira Salayla on Shabbos, you could do Ktzira Sayurim on Shabbos. If it's just considered to be bringing from the storage, you can't do it on Shabbos. So that's the question of Reish Lakish. So it says the Gemara, hey, Siv, Rabbaye. He brought a question about Taninon. It says, Mitzvah soy likser balaylo, the mitzvah to do in the night. Nikser bayoim kosher, if you do it in the day, it's kosher as well. The doiches haShabbos. Masha doiches haShabbos refers to the night and the day. So it says clearly you could do it on Shabbos. V'loy kabli. Shlokish did not accept the answer, because he holds doiches haShabbos refers to the night part, not to the day part. Omer v'acho chazar be'ev shim lokish min hado. Where Shlokish changed his mind and says you could do it on Shabbos from the following, because it says, so it says over there in the Mishnah, in the Menachos, that in order to come and emphasize that they're doing it even on Shabbos, he would stand in the night when they're doing Ktzira HaOmer and say, is it already night? Is it already night? To point out it's Shabbos. Then there's another question. The question is it Shabbos? Is it Shabbos? So Chaim explains, the Gemara is referring to the second part. Well, I have to ask you if it's Shabbos again, if you already asked if it's night. Elamah. The reason why you have the second question, if we're talking about the night, already it says Bo HaShemesh. The part that says Shabbos, referring to when it comes in the day, and here's a rai, you can do the Ktzira HaOmer, according to the Mount Dormer, the Ktzira HaOmer, and the day works, you can do it even on Shabbos. Someone asked another question, which relates to the sugyo. The shaila is anything that you could do on Shabbos. And the machshir can be done on Shabbos as well, because you can't do it before. Are you allowed to do it the night before if you do the ikar mitzvah the day? So, what do you mean? When they did the korban atamid on Shabbos, they did it during the day. But the preparation, the first stage, is doing the chavitim, which is the menachos, and they did it during the night. So you see that something which ikar mitzvah is the day, you can start preparing for it the night before. Maybe that means only during the weekday they did the chavitim at night. But in Shabbos and Echrami, maybe they waited for the day. Because anything that you could do, doiche Shabbos in the day, does not doiche, you can't start the process the night before. The end of Maseches Tomid is, this is the order. It's always the order. Weekday, Shabbos, always this was the order, meaning chavitim was done at night. So you see that if you have a mitzvah in the day of Shabbos, you can start preparing for it on the night of Shabbos. Bring a rye from us. Katsu v'nosnu b'kupois. They harvest Omer, put it into baskets. V'yivu b'azor. They brought it to the Azor. V'yum avhivu soy b'lor k'di l'kaim b'mitzvah kol. It's part of the Mishnah. They singed it in the fire to do the mitzvah of Kali, which means it's supposed to be singed. When did they do that? They did it in the night. Even though the korban Omer is only in the day. So you see over here, you could start doing the mitzvah in the night. My basic answer, yitchil b'mitzvah, there, he did the mitzvah of Ktzira. Ktzira clearly you have to do in the night. So already you go and singe it also in the night to conclude the mitzvah. Once you start in the mitzvah in the night, you can finish it the night. But to start a night where you don't need to do the mitzvah till the day, there's no raya. Hesi Rav Yudin Kaputkayo Kameh Avesi. Hagatz Choshebo Min Aliyo. According to you, if you bring the Omer from storage, Min Aliyo, so then they won't singe it in the night? You want to tell me if they didn't start the mitzvah, they don't tell them to finish? You said the only reason they allow them to do the singeing on the night because you start at night, so you can end the night. But here you didn't start at night, you came from the storage. And we're not differentiating between something coming from the storage or not. Masha, you could do it at night. continues the one of Chazayin with base. Heiser of Yaakov Basisi Kumir of Yerushi brings another rayo. Ve'atanin shall malach layin leviyoyim mechalim sa Shabbos ve'yoytzim leidus ha'chodesh. Ve'yoytzim ha'chodesh, you can travel night and day. Even though Eidus ha'chodesh is only in the day. So you see, the night before, you could do chilu Shabbos for something in the day. Only kevan sha'yoyim tzorech le'laylo. Ve'alala tzorech le'yoyim kimi shikul ha'yoyim. Says there, the only way to get to Beis Din during the day is to travel in the night. So you need to do it in the night because there's no other choice. But if I have a choice and I could do it in the day and not in the night, maybe you can do the chilu on the night. Says the Gemara, Oma Rabbi Yosi, Be'raboin, Ve'lo Mefreyu Kodesh. Another reason why this is not a good raya. Because when you make Kiddush HaChodesh, from what time does the Chodesh start? From beginning of the night. So when you're doing Kiddush HaChodesh Lemefreyu, retroactively he becomes Kodesh from the beginning of the night. The reason I could do the Chilu on the night, because it will be effective for the night. It's not the only a mitzvah doing the day. And then the question comes, can I start the Chilul Shabbos in the night? Here, when I do Kiddush HaChodesh, even though the actual Kiddush HaChodesh is done in the day, but it's Chal Mafreya retroactively from the beginning of the night. So if so, it does belong to the night. That's why here you can do Chilul Shabbos tonight. So no rayo from the story of Kiddush HaChodesh. With this, we conclude the second parak of Maseches Megillah, Hadron Loch Perak HaKoyri LeMafreya, Hadron Loch Perak HaKoyri LeMafreya. Starting now the third parak, according to the order of the Yerushalmi, the third parak, Maseches Megillah, is parak Bnei Ha'ir, different than the Bavli, where this is the fourth parak. So look at the Mishnah. Bnei Ha'ir Shemachu Rechoyva Shalir. If the people of the city sold the Rechoyva Shalir, which means the main street or the main gathering place of the city, Loikhim Medamir Besakneses, they can use the money to buy a shul. So the rule in this Mishnah is that whenever you sell something of Dusha, you can only use the money to buy something which is a higher level of Kedusha, but not something which is a lower level. And our Mishnah holds a Rechoyv HaShalir as Kedusha, and therefore you can use the money only to buy a shul which is a higher Kedusha. Basically, as they saw a shul, like Teva, you can take the Teva, which is the Oren where you put the Sefer Torah. Teva, if they sold the Teva, like Mitpachas. Mitpachas is what you cover the Sefer Torah with. Mitpachas, they sold Mitpachas, like Mitzvah, you can buy a safer. Any Sfarim. Sfarim, if they sold Sfarim, Lekhim Torah, you could buy with the Sefer Torah. Aval, Limochu Torah, if they sold the Torah, Lekhu Sfarim, you can't use the money to buy regular Sfarim, which is not a Sefer Torah. Sfarim, you sold the Sfarim, Lekhu Mitpachas, you can't buy the coverings of the Sfarim. Mitpachas, Lekhu Teva, you can't take an Aron. Teva, they sold the Teva, Lekhu Besakres, you can't buy with it a Shul. Besakres says, Lekhu Sarechov, you can't buy the street. And also with the extra money. Meaning, let's say they sold Sfarim, and they use the money to buy a Sefer Torah, but they have extra. So you still can't use the extra for something which is a lower Kedusha than the Sefer. So the Gemara, Bnei Ha'ir, Shemachu Rechoyv HaShalir, v'chulei, Omar V'yechon de Menachem Be'Rabbi Yosi. That's the sheet of Menachem Be'Rabbi Yosi. The Menachem Be'Rabbi Yosi, Omar Rechoyv HaShalir, Yesh L'Kedusha. He holds the Rechoyv HaShalir as a Kedusha, a permanent Kedusha. Why? Shekem Utsim Sefer Torah V'Koyim Bobi Rabbi. When there's a tinyis, they take the Sefer Torah to the street and read over there. So that's why he has a Kedusha always. They treat it like the four amos. A person stops, as we'll see in a moment, and davens in the street. There's some kedusha over there, only for a temporary basis. He has to move four amos in order to do something else. So it's only like that. It's only a temporary kedusha, not a permanent kedusha. Rav Yirmiyahu of Shmuel bar Cholov b'shem Avada bar Achuo, Hamispal someone who davens lo yirik at she'alech arba amos. He should not spit until he walks four amos. My basic baraboin was also the opposite. Chena roikin, or another gusser here, chena roikik, someone who spit, alispalat she'alech arba amos. He should not start davening till he walks four amos. Tani, the brisa says, hamispal someone who davened, le'atil mayim at she'alech arba amos. He should not urinate until he walks four amos. Vechena meitil mayim, someone who urinates, alispalat she'alech arba amos. He should not daven till he walks four amos. Doesn't actually have to walk for Amos. Even if just waiting for Amos, that's enough for the Kedusha to go away, for the fact, the effect of Tfilo, the way the Bavli says that his lips are still saying Tfilo, for that to go away, you have to wait for Amos. You don't have to actually walk for Amos. How do we know that? If you say he has to walk for Amos, and you can daven in a place where you urinate or spit with ever. You have to walk away for Amis. So if so, you should be Yasser. Maybe somebody else came and he urinated in this place or spit in this place. So you see from here, even if someone did something there, once you wait a certain amount of time, it's mutter to daven. And what's the amount of time you have to wait? The time it takes to walk for Amis. Going back to Rechev Shalir, Rabbanon treat Rechev Shalir that way. When they daven, so Kedei Hiluch Arba'amis, there's a Gdusha over there. But the Gdusha is only temporary, it's not a permanent Gdusha, like the Shita of Menachem Ben Abayesi, and therefore there's no restrictions in selling Rechev Shalir. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Chof Zayin.